Shalom to all. Today's daf is Bava Metzia, daf Mem Gimel. We are starting right at the top of the Amud with a brand new Mishnah. And today's daf is sponsored Lili Nishmas, Mars, Mirim, Sar, Basav, Yaakov, Maisha, Hernish, Shama, Shadav, and Aliyah. And Lili Nishmas, Mars, Fredichai, Bela, Basav, Yitzchak, Svi, Hernish, Shama, Shadav, and Aliyah. And the Mishnah says, Mafkin, Maisa, Yitzchak, Shachani, a person deposited money. Where? Yitzchak, Shachani, by a money changer. Since Ruin, if we need to deposit the money, they were all bundled up, Loish, Tamash, Bahen. The money changer is not allowed to use them. Lefikach, therefore, Avdu, Enachai, Bach, Yusan. If they were lost, he's not chai for them because he's a Shemir Chino. He's not getting paid for watching them. And since he's not allowed to use them, he gets no hanah from them, and therefore, if they get lost, he's not chayv to pay. However, mutarin, if they were loose when they were deposited by him, yishtamish behen, he is allowed to use them. The fact that they're loose indicates here, Mr. Money Changer, you could use them. Lefikach, therefore, of if they're lost, chayv b'achriusan, he is chayv to pay for them. Now, let's say the money was deposited etzel ba'al bayis by just a regular guy, bein srun, bein mutarin, whether they're bundled or they're loose, lo yishtamish behen, the guy's not allowed to use them. Lefikach, therefore, avdu ain't chayv b'achriusan. If they were lost, ba'al bayis is not chayv to pay for them. And lastly, we have a case of machlokes, chen v'nik ba'al bayis, de Rav Meir. Rav Meir says if a person deposits money by a chenveni, by a storekeeper, that's just like depositing it by a baal habayis, and even if they're loose, they're not allowed to be used. Whereas Rabbi Yehuda Amar says chenveni kishulchani, a chenveni is like a shulchani, a money changer, and therefore only if it's bundled is he not allowed to use it. But if it's loose, he is allowed to use that. So Rabbi begins by asking, just because the money's bundled, the shulchani, the money changer, is not allowed to use them. Why not? The reason why he's allowed to use loose money is because money changer is always taking and giving money of different denominations and different coins and whatnot. And so if Reuven gives Shimon the money changer loose money, Reuven knows that Shimon's going to use it. So it's like he's saying, here, you could use this money. So what's the difference between bundled money and not bundled money? So Rav Asi, Rav Yehuda, the answer is Betsruin v'chasumin shanu. The Mishnah is talking about that it was bundled and stamped. And that shows the money changer, this money you can't use. Rav Mari, Rav Mari gives a different answer. He says, Bekesh Mishuna, we're talking about it was a unique knot. The bundle of money was tied up with a unique knot, showing I don't want to use it. Now, Ikadamri, some say that by Rav Mari asked this as a question. Kesh Mishuna Mai, let's say the money was deposited by the money changer with a strange, a unique, a different knot. How do we view this? Is the money changer allowed to use the money? And the answer is, take. We continue mutarin if it's loose, yishtamish behen, he's allowed to use them, v'chulu. Some of Rufuna says, l'chidesh v'afilu nensu. Even if an oynes happened to the money, something beyond the shachani's control, he's still chayv to pay. Rav Duktani, it says they got lost. It didn't say that oynes happened. So the answer is, k'derab, it's like Rab explained a different Mishnah, Dom Rab had said, the nignivu, when the Mishnah says nignivu, it got stolen, blessed mezuyin, that means it was stolen by armed robbers. And avdu, when it says that it got lost, shetavis nasa bayam, that means that a ship sunk at sea. And both these are considered an oynes. So even though it says the word avdu or nignivu, it could still mean that an oynes happened. As that's Rav Huna. However, Rav Nachman says, Nensu loy. If an oynes happened to this money, the shulchani is not chayv to pay. So I'm like Rav asked Rav Nachman, according to you, that if an oynes happens to the money, the shulchani is not chayv to pay. Amo, we see from there, loy havishay alayu, that the shulchani is not considered a borrower of the money. That's if he didn't use it yet, meaning he has money in his possession, he didn't use it yet, and an oynes happened. According to you, Rav Nachman, that he's not chayv to pay, so he's clearly not a borrower. Well, he's not a shayl on it, he's not a borrower. Shamer sacher nami hava. He shouldn't be considered a shamer sacher either. And if it gets stolen or lost, he shouldn't have to pay for it. But Rav Nachman said that he is chai for such a thing. Why is that? So Rav Nachman told him, over here, I agree with you. Since he gets hana, he gives hana. What does that mean? It's because of this hana that the shomer gets. And if a sale or a business opportunity that he can profit from comes up right now, he could use his money in his possession to buy it, meaning he could get involved in this business deal. So it's because of that hana, he's considered like a shomer sacher. In other words, even though Reuven gave Shimon the money changer this money to watch and he's a Shemer Chinam, he's not paying him. Since Shimon's allowed to use the money, if a good business deal comes up, he would have this money right away to use it. So he makes himself as if he's a Shemer Sachar, and therefore, even if he didn't use the money yet, but something happened to it, it got lost or maybe even stolen, he'd be chayv to pay for it. So he's not a Shayl, but he's a Shemer Sachar. But now it's Rav Nachman Rav Huna. Rav Nachman asked Rav Huna the following question. This comes from a Mishnah that is very similar to ours, talking about depositing money by a Shulchani, by a money changer, but over here referring to Gizbar, or the treasure of the Beis HaMikdash, who deposited the money, and he thought he was depositing his own money, but it was really Hektish's money. It was Mammon Hektish. And we know that if a person misappropriates Hektish, he takes it out of Hektish's Rishos and brings it into his own. That's called being Ivar Me'ila. And that's what the Mishnah tells us, Mafkin Ma'is Eis HaShulchani, the Gizbar deposited money by the Shulchani, by the money changer, Im Surin, so if they're bundled, Lo Yishtamish Behen, the Shulchani is not allowed to use them. Lefikach, therefore, Im Haitzi, if the Shulchani did use them, Lo Yimal Gizbar, the Gizbar is not Ivar Me'ila, he allowed the Shulchani to use them, Shulchani did this on his own. So the Shulchani is the one that's Ivar. Then Mutarin, however, if they're loose, Yishtamish Bahen, the Shulchani is allowed to use the money. Lefikach, therefore, im haitzi mal gizbar. If he did use them, the gizbar is over me'ila. It's because since the gizbar gave him loose money, it's as if he's telling them, here, you could use them, and therefore it's like he's doing the shlichas of the gizbar, and therefore the gizbar is over me'ila. Now here's the question, v'yamar tafilu nensu, if it's really true what you, Rav Huna, are saying, that even if an oynes happens to the money, the Shulchani is chayiv in our Mishnah, well then my area haitzi, why is this Mishnah say that only if the Shulchani used the money, the gizbar is over me'ila? Well, if you lie, it's inami. Even if the Shulchani didn't use the money, the gizbar should still be Ivar Me'ila. Because the very fact that when the Gizbar handed the money over to the Shulchani, it was loose, indicating that the Shulchani could use it, that already makes it to be in the Shulchani's Rishos, and therefore the Gizbar should be Ivar Me'ila right then, even before the money's used. But the Mishnah seems to say that it's only when the money's used, then the Gizbar will be Ivar Me'ila. So it must be that's not like Yurav Huna. However, Amar Leh Rav Huna responded to him, Wadin Avagavdalai Haitzi. Actually, that is a halacha that even if the Shulchani did not yet use the money, the very fact that it was given to him loose, allowing him to use the money, is already what's Machayev the Gizbar Me'ila. So as the Mishnah say, Haitzi, indicating otherwise, the answer is, V'ayi Tana Resha Haitzi, Tana Seifa Nami Haitzi. Since the Resha says Haitzi, and that's telling us that even if he used it, the Gizbar is not Chayev, so the Seifa also says, if he used it, the Gizbar is Chayev, but the Gizbar would be Chayev even if he didn't use it. The Mishnah is just trying to be consistent with its Lashon. And also, another Mishnah, Hashalech Yad Bikadain, a Shomer was Shalech Yad with the Bikadain. And we've had this previously, this means that he misappropriated it, he used it, he wasn't allowed to, and after the Shomer was Shalech Yad Bikadain, it got destroyed or ruined. So Beishamai and Beishamai says, Yilke Bechaser Ubiyaser. He gets struck with Chaser and Yaser, which right now we're understanding this means that he gets struck with paying the higher amount, no matter if it went down in value or up in value. For example, let's say it was worth 5 when he was Shalech Yad, and it was worth 10 when it got destroyed, he has to pay 10, that would be Yaser, and Chaser is the other way. Let's say it was worth 10 when he was Shalech Yad, and went down in value to 5 by the time it got destroyed, he has to pay 10, the value was when he was Shalech Yad. However, Beis Hillel says, Kishas Haitza, he only pays Kishas Haitza, and the Gemara is going to go into lengthy discussion what exactly that means. Rabbi Kiva says, Kishas Haitza, he pays only its value, it was when he's being Nitzba Ladin, when he's brought to Bezdin, that's what he pays. So the Gemara sets up the question by telling us, Amar Rabba, Rabba says, Haiman de Gazel Chavisa de Chamar Mechavre, if a fellow stole a barrel of wine from his friend, Meikar Shav Yezuza, Hashe Shav Yerba, when he stole it was worth a Zuz, now it's worth 4, Tavra, Ishasya, if he broke it or drank it, Mishalam Arba, he has to pay 4. It's Mar Mela, but if it broke on its own, Mishalam Zuza, he pays only a Zuz. And the question is, my time, why is that? Why in the Resha does he have to pay 4? And the answer is, Kim de Ise, if it was here, if he had the barrel right here, Hajjal Marba Eina, you just return it to the master as is. So that means that he shy to Kashasile, it's the moment that he drank it, or the Gatavarla, or that he broke it, Kagazal Mine, that's when he's considered to be stealing it. Even though he physically took it out of the owner's Rishos a while back when it was worth only 1, it's only really considered stealing it when he drinks it or breaks it. And Utanan, the Mishnah says, Kol Gazon Misham Kshas Akzela. The Kol Gazon paid the value it was when they stole it. And since we say that he stole it when he actually drank it or broke it, and by then it was worth 4, so he has to pay 4. However, Itmar Mela, if it broke on its own, Misham Zuzo, you only has to pay a Zuz. My time, why is that? Because Hashdaloy Avid Lovel Midi, now he didn't do anything to it. It broke on its own. He didn't touch it. So Amaika Machayev Islay. So for what time are we being Machayev him? Ahi Shait the Gazla. It's for that time that he stole it, meaning when he removed it from the fellow's possession, and Ahi Shait the Zuzo who the Shavya. At that point in time, is only worth a Zuz, and therefore he only pays 1 Zuz. And now knowing this, we try to understand Shitas Beis Hillel in our Mishnah. To now the Mishnah had said, Beis Hillel and Beis Hillel says, Kishas Haitza, that the Shomer pays for this item at the time of Haitza. So the question is, my Kishas Haitza, what does that mean at the time of Haitza? Elim, if you want to say Kishas Haitza min Olam, that he has to pay the value the item was when it left this world, meaning when it broke or got ruined. And with my, what are we talking about? Iba Chaser, if you want to say that it went down in value, meaning his Shalech Yad was worth 10, and when it broke or left the world, it got ruined, it was worth only 5, and that's Kishas Haitza when it broke. Well, Mikel Madamar, would anyone say that he only has to pay 5 and not 10? But Tanan, we have Mishnah that says, we just quoted it, Kol Gazon Misham Kshas Hagzela, that all Gazonim pay the value it was at the time that they stole it. And he stole it when he was Shalech Yad, and by then it was worth 10. And no one holds that he would only pay 5, everyone would hold that he pays 10. So it can't be that's what Beis Hillel is saying. And maybe Yeser, if you want to say that it went up in value, meaning when he was Shalech Yad, it was worth 5, and now it's worth 10, Hainu Beis Shammai. Well, that's the same thing of Beis Shammai, and that means Beis Hillel is not arguing with Beis Shammai. Mem Gilam and Beis on top, El Pshito, rather it's obvious, this is our first suggestion, Kashas Haitza and Beis Bailim. Though when Beis Hillel said he has to pay Kashas Haitza, it means the Shas of the Haitza, of taking it out of the house of the owner. And that's Machlekes Beis Shammai Beis Hillel. According to Beis Hillel, he pays Kashas Hagzela, which is when the time he took it out of the house of the owner, and even if it went up in value later on and got destroyed at that higher value, Beis Hillel says he does not have to pay that higher value, whereas Beis Shammai says that no, Kashas Haitza Mina Oilam, he has to pay the higher value it was at the time it left the world, and that would be the Machlekes. Ask the Gemara, how could that be? Lim Rabba Amar Beis Shammai? Does that mean that Rabba holds like Beis Shammai? According to this, Rabba is going like Shitas Beis Shammai, and we know that we pass like Beis Hillel. So Gemara gives a different answer. Amalcha Rabba, Rabba tell you that Biyasar Kuliyam Le Pligi, when it went up in value, no one argues. Everyone agrees that he has to pay the higher value. Ki Pligi was Machlekes Beis Shammai Beis Hillel, Bechaser, when it went down in value, Beis Shammai Sari Beis Shammai holds Shlichas Yad and Itzri Chisarin. Then in order for Shomer to be Chayv for being Shalei Achiyad, there doesn't have to be Chisarin to the actual item. And therefore, the moment the Shomer was Shalei Achiyad, it automatically now is in his Rishos, and that means it's considered like he's stealing it at the higher value, Bechichaser, and when it went down in value, Bershus De Chaser is going down in value in his Rishos, in the Gazlan's Rishos. And now that it gets totally ruined, he has to pay the higher value it was when he stole it. Whereas the Basil Sarah Basil holds Shlichas Yad Tzri Chisarin, then in order to Chayv a Shomer for being Shalei Achiyad, there has to be some sort of Chisarin to the item. And even though the Shomer was Shalei Achiyad over here, there wasn't a Chisarin yet to the item, and so it's not in his possession yet. And chaser, when did it go down in value? Rosh Hashanah Demari chaser. It went down in value in the Rosh Hashanah of the owner, and therefore the Shem is only chayav kishasay tzom in oilam when it gets destroyed, and that's when it's considered that he's stealing it, and therefore he only has to pay the lower value. Ask the Gemara El Hadam Rava, what about what Rava said? Shlichas Yad in its Rich Chisarin. The Shlichas Yad does not need Chisarin. Lim Rava the Amar Kibbe Shammai. Does that mean the Rava holds like Kibbe Shammai? We know that we go like Beis Hill and not like Beis Shammai. So Gemara has a different answer. El Hachmai Skinun, what's the machlokes over here, Beis Shammai Beis Hill? Kagan Shet Tilta Lahavi Ala Geizlois. We're talking about where the Shomer moved this thing in order to get some Geizlois, some young birds. He was basically using it as a step stool. Ubishel Shalom Yidaskim Miflagi. And the machlokes Beis Shammai Beis Hill is in regards to a Shail, someone who borrows something without permission. Beis Shammai Sar Beis Shammai holds Shail Shalom Yidas Gazlin Hava. And if you borrow something without permission, so you're Gazlin. Vichi Chasar. And therefore, when it went down in value, Rishus Yidei Chasar, it went down in value in his Rishus, because the moment that he borrowed it without Rishus, it's considered like he stole it. And therefore, even though it got destroyed at a lower value, he has to still pay the higher value because he stole it at a higher value. Whereas Beis Hill, Sarah Beis Hill holds Shal Shalemidas Shail Hava. Borrowing something without Rishus is just considered a regular borrower. You're not allowed to do that, but you're not considered a Gazlin. And Vichi Chasar, Rishus Demar Chasar. When it went down in value, it went down in value in the owner's possession, not in the Shimer's possession. And now that it breaks, he only has to pay the lower value, not the higher value. Asking why El Hadam Rava, that which Rava said, Shal Shalemidas, Larabon and Gazlin Hava, there's Shal Shalemidas, one who borrows without permission of the owner, according to the Rabban is the Gazlin, Lame Rava Damar Kabe Shammai. Does that mean the Rava goes like Beis Shammai? We know that we go like Beis Hillel. So Gemara is a totally different suggestion. El Hacha, what are we talking about over here? B'shevach shel gezeilo kemefilgi. The whole machlokes is when the item itself went up or down in value. Not that the market value of the item went up or down in value. It's that the item itself went up in value. And we're going to see what that means. Beis Shammai Sar Beis Shammai holds shevach gezeilo de nigzal hava. Then when the stolen item goes up in value, that gain in value belongs to the nigzal, the one who was stolen from the original owner. Ubeis Hillel Sar Beis Hillel holds shevach gezeilo de gazlin hava. Then when the gezeilo of the stolen item goes up in value, that shevach belongs to the gazlin and not the nigzal. And we plug the tanoi. Their machlokes is the same as the following tanoi. The tanoi we have a brayso. Gazal sarachel. If someone steals a ewe, ewe, which is a female sheep, gaza, and he sheared it, or v'yalda gave birth, mashalom oisav esgizesav esvadoseha divrav meir. Rav Meir holds that the gazlin has to not only return the sheep where he has to pay its value, he also has to pay the value of the shearings that he sheared or the child that was born in his rishos. Whereas Rav Yehuda says gzeil chazaras beina. The gzeil is returned as is, meaning he returns the sheep. He, the gazlin, gets to keep the shearings or the baby animal. So we see the Rav Meir holds shevach gzeila din nigzal, that all these gains that were had in the gazlin's rishos really belong to the nigzal. Whereas Rav Yehuda holds that no, they belong to the gazlin, and that's machlokes b'sham beis hillel. B'sham holds that all the gains belong to the original owner, and therefore the shomer is given an item that it itself gains in value, and then something happens to it. That gain of value belongs to the original owner and not to the shomer, and therefore the shomer has to pay that higher value. Whereas according to beis hillel, no, that gain in value belongs to the shomer, and therefore he only has to pay the lower value. And the Kanami is actually midoik like that in our Mishnah. The Tani, because what does the Mishnah say? Beis Shammai says Yilka b'chaser u'b'yaser. He gets struck with chaser and yaser, which means that the item itself went down or up in value, not that the market value changed. And Beis Hillel says k'shas hoitza shma mina. We see from here that that's what the machlokes is. And the Gemara continues explaining the last sheet in the Mishnah. Rabbi Kiva and k'shas tzviya. Rabbi Kiva says the shomer only has to pay the value the item was when he was brought to Beis Din, and not any time before that. So Amar Rabbi Yehuda Amar Shmuel halacha Rabbi Kiva. First of all, halacha is like Rabbi Kiva. However, Umad Rabbi Kiva agrees. But makam sheyesh edim, if there's edim that were able to testify what the value of the item was when the fellow actually used it, so then he would have to pay that higher value and not the value it's currently worth when he's actually being brought to Beis Din. My time, why is that? Damar Kakos the pasuk says lasher hu loy yitnenu b'yem ashmasai, to the one whom it belongs to, he shall give it to him on the day of his ashma, on the day of his guilt, which means that he only has to pay when he's found guilty, which is in Beis Din, even if that's a lower value. However, given that edim, since there's edim that are able to testify that when he used it, it was a higher value, so mehu shaito hu dechayv lei ashma. It's from that moment when the edim saw him, that's when he's chayv, that's when he's guilty, and therefore he has to pay that higher value. Now, Rabbi Shai told Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi ata emer kain, Rabbi, you say this? Achay Amar Ravasi, Amar Rav Yechanan. This Ravasi said in the name of Rav Yechanan, Cholakay Rabbi Kiva, afilu makam shesh edim. Rabbi Kiva argues, even when there's edim to testify that when he used it, when he was shaleach yad, it was a higher value, Rabbi Kiva says he still only has to pay the value it is when he's brought to Beis Din. My time, why is that? Damar Krak, because the pasuk says, lasher hu loy yitnenu b'yem ashmasai, to whomever belongs to, he shall pay on the day of his guilt, and ubeidinu hu dekam chayiv le'ashma. It's really Beis Din, which officially is the one that gives the stamp that this is when he's chayiv. And even though we have edim that saw him use it at a higher value, bottom line is, edim aren't the ones that are mechayiv him, it's Beis Din that are mechayiv him. And therefore, even in this case, Rabbi Kiva says he pays whatever value it is when he's brought to Beis Din. And Amalei Ravzeir Ravah Papa, Ravzeir told Ravah Papa, ki azas ahasam, when you go over there, when you go to Eretz Yisrael, akif, I want you to make a detour, asulma de tzur, to the area of tzur, which is called Solma, which is like a ladder because it's on a mountain, va'oil gabed Rav Yaakov Ar-Idi, and I want you to go to Rav Yaakov Ar-Idi, ube'emine, and I want you to ask him this question, ish mi'alei Rav Yechanan, halacha Rabbi Kiva, in halacha Rabbi Kiva, did he hear from Rav Yechanan when whether or not the halachos like Rabbi Kiva. And so he went to Rabbi Yaakov Ar-Idi, and Amar Leir, Rabbi Yaakov Ar-Idi told him, Hachi Amar Rabbi Yochanan, this Rabbi Yochanan says, Halacha Rabbi Kiva la'olam. The halachos like Rabbi Kiva la'olam forever. And the question is, my la'olam, what does it mean the halachos like him forever? So Amar Vashi, Vashi says, the emphasis of la'olam is, Shaloi Taimer, that you shouldn't say, Hani Mili, Hechlak Edim, that the halachos like Rabbi Kiva only when there's no Edim to testify what its value was when he was Shaleach Yad. But if there's Edim to testify what its value was when he was Shaleach Yad, then we don't pass on Rabbi Kiva. The emphasis of la'olam is to say that we pass on Rabbi Kiva in all scenarios. Vinami, alternatively, what's the emphasis of la'olam? The hajra l'duchta v'itbara, let's say the shomer was Shaleach Yad, and then it returned it back to its place, and then it broke over there after we returned it. La'fugim is Rabbi Shmuel, it's going to exclude Shitas Rabbi Shmuel, the Amru holds, lo'be'in on Das Bailim, that we don't need Das Bailim, k'mashmal the chedesh is, the be'in on Das Bailim, that we need Das Bailim, and even though he returned it back to its place where it was originally, it's not considered a proper hashava, a proper returning, until he notifies the owner, and therefore he would be chayiv. However, Rava Amar Rava says, halachic beis hillel, the halachic like beis hillel, that it's kishas haitza. We're going to stop here for the day and pick up tomorrow with the last mission in the perek. For now, everyone should have a wonderful day.